I hate how this movie starts.
Oh, yeah.
It shows them going through. It's the zoom ins. It's the zoom in on the butts. Get ready to zoom in on butts, crotches, breasts,
Literally,
nipples.
my first line is, "This is the craziest, corny intro ever. Butt and crotch shots of Batman and Robin both getting dressed."
Dude, and it
And then he
lasts for
says,
like,
"Chicks dig cars."
I want a car. Huh? Chicks dig cars, which I believe is a throwback line to the third movie.
Oh,
I
okay.
think he said something in there too. Why do I remember these names? Chase Meridian, which was Nicole Kidman. And if you
Okay.
thought Uma Thurman was horny in this movie, she fucking Nicole Kidman, the third one, is beyond horny. Like somehow that stuck with me. I guess when I was 11, I was like, hey, what is this? What is this doing? But he said something about chicks digging cars. And I remember that being a thing too. Of like a 90s thing was chicks dig so and so, because there was a baseball commercial, chicks dig the long ball of hitting home runs.
Oh, God.
So that had to have been a 90s thing, chicks dig so and so. But it starts out there, and then this is why Superman works alone. And I wanted to punch my screen
So
37
stupid.
seconds into
I
this
know.
movie.
That was so bad. And then I was watching a YouTube video of that guy, Jeremy Johns. I was like, I wonder if Jeremy Johns has done a video on this. And like, one of the first points he makes is, if Superman exists in this universe, where the fuck is he?
Dude, I know. I had that, but I'm like, you know what? That's we
That's a
can
whole other story.
it's like Michael Bay, like Transformers when it shows like Bad Boys and Armageddon. It's if those movies exist, but Michael Bay,
I know, I like it doesn't make any sense.
it's inceptioning itself. I think I say I want to punch my screen too much. I'm gonna change it and say I want to strangle my
The
screen.
screen,
I'm gonna
yeah.
say a different one, some kind of
I want to put
assault.
my screen in a chokehold.
I want to curb stomp my screen. Oh my God. We're going to be subjected to this. And yes, we're going to be subjected not only to the whole thing. I remember this also was the ice puns that came out
Oh
of it.
my
But
God,
it's not just ice puns. Everybody has puns. Now,
yeah.
I counted from Mr. Freeze, I counted 17 ice puns. But here's the thing. I saw in the IMDb trivia that I think it said there was 27. Some
Oh.
of these, they're not puns. He just
No.
says something like, it's time to freeze. I'm at
Yeah,
like,
it's not a
but
pun.
he's like leaving. And it's like,
Yeah.
that's not a pun. Or he's like, it's cold. It's like, that's not a pun. Now, him
No.
saying, welcome to the Ice Age, that would be one. So
Yeah.
I don't know. I only had some. You know what? I might have missed some, though. Like I said, the last 30 minutes when my brain was gone.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, Mr. Freeze, especially, he just speaks exclusively in like quips and one-liners. Like, he
Oh, wait.
barely has any proper dialogue.
You mean except for when we have to slow it down and it becomes an emotional mo no movie,
All of a
no movie.
sudden at the end,
What
it's
the fuck?
like,
Well, in the big, like
I
after that,
feel sorry for him.
yeah, after that first scene, he's like, my wife, and it's just like, no.
Oh.
I saw another thing that another actor said before every take. Joel Schumacher would say, "Remember, everyone, this is a cartoon."
Oh.
And so I'm like, okay, that's good. Like, if you want to make it a cartoon, make it a cartoon. That's the problem when you try to make a live action cartoon, though. It's why this stuff works better in animated, because this stuff is insane. But you
Yeah.
can't do that. You can't have the movie the way it is and then try to have this wife dying, then redemption arc by the end of the
Yeah.
movie. By the end of the movie, by the way, is he about to do something to Ivy? Like, it
I don't
kinda
know.
I
He
don't
said he's
think
going to
I
make her life a living hell.
yeah, I don't think I like when a big strong guy walks up to a woman chained and is just
Yeah.
like, yeah, I'm gonna make your life hell. I
I
don't
don't
like
like that
that.
either. Pretty weird. I mean, Poison Ivy has her flaws, but don't do that to her.
I don't believe that even criminals deserve to be. But if you, no, I'm
No,
kidding.
of course not.
Okay. This is the worst screenplay I've ever heard. I think I mean that. When I say worst, I mean of a big budget movie. This might be the worst movie ever. Didn't I say Transformers 2 was the worst movie I'd ever seen? Remember when I said that? Didn't I tweet
Yeah,
something out about that?
I think you did say that because I was upset about
Incomparable. It is
it.
incomparable to this movie. Like, this movie is so much worse because Transformers 2 is dumb and bad. In a bad way, you know what I mean, in that way.
Yes, yeah.
But in an entertaining way.
And it's a visual treat, at
And it's
least.
visually, this is just this yes. Worst fucking screenplay ever heard. Here's the thing though. The screenwriter, Akiva Goldsman, Amir 4 years later, would win an Oscar for best screenplay.
For what film? Do you know?
Beautiful Mind.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, John Nash, I think is who it was. Ron Howard, I think he worked close with Ron Howard. He did. This guy does that, and then he does like Da Vinci Code, Angels and Demons.
Wow.
He writes some fucking clunkers, but then he's got a fucking Oscar.
That's so weird.
Did you say Uma Thurman won an Oscar like 2 years before this?
I don't know if she won, but she was nominated for her big film. What was that?
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
She was actually nominated for that?
She received an Oscar nomination for her role in Pulp Fiction
Wow.
2 years before. So 95. So 2 years before this film came out.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. And then she did this.
Yeah. Just so we don't get, but actually, I think Pulp Fiction came out in 94, but would have been nominated in 95. Like
yes.
95 Academy Awards. There you go. So I the opening scene, I mean,
we're kind of already in it.
But this opening scene, I mean, going into like the fight, going this bank robbery or heist or whatever it is, this feels like a climax. This is the first 15 minutes of the movie, and they're fighting this big bad. It's this massive production. And I think, man, did I just sleep through the first hour and 45 minutes?
Yeah, it feels like a finale, right?
It does. And it's just that it's, you know, there is no certain way to say you have to do certain things. But again, going back to like screenplay and all that stuff, you don't generally do that. You can have an action scene at the beginning, but it's, you don't have your two main heroes fighting the big bad.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of that before,
like,
or seen that before.
20 seconds into the film, we get told about the big bad, and then we go and meet him, you know, 30 seconds later.
Well, no, 20 seconds into the film, we're still looking at
oh,
ass
the butt shots, yeah.
In the car, oh my God. I mean, you know what you're getting into as soon as this movie starts. Like, in all seriousness, 1 minute into the movie, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, you fully do. At least they're upfront about it.
So I had something wrong here that I will say that I was, at first I had on there was Arnold is first build. The first build is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm like, oh, that's not good. You can't have someone above billing of your Batman movie. That would make sense, right?
What do you mean?
First build in the movie is Arnold Schwarzenegger, not George Clooney.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. Yes, I noticed that as well. That was weird.
But here's the thing. In the first Batman, Jack Nicholson was billed above Michael Keaton.
Oh.
Because he was Jack Nicholson.
So that's their thing then.
It's about the villain being bigger. The only thing is, yeah, I don't think you can compare Mr. Freeze to Jack Nicholson's Joker.
Mr. Freeze is like one of the weirdest villains I've ever come across.
I don't even know, because he's trying. Arnold's trying, like 100%. And I saw something also where he got an insane amount of money to do it. I've always heard that, but I couldn't find anything on it. And I think I'm putting that with Jim Carrey in Batman Forever, who got like $20 million, and it was like a fucking record at the time. Mr. Bishop, the person who requested this episode or won this episode, did point to me towards the cigar thing. When Arnold is smoking a cigar, that's really weird, right?
Oh, yeah.
That he's this guy, he's smoking a cigar.
He's supposed to stay
Mr.
cool.
Freeze.
Yeah.
So I looked it up, and it won John Bon Jovi. The singer delivered some Cuban cigars to the set of the movie. And Arnold was just like, hey, I want to smoke these, write it into the movie, color them white. So they fucking put a white wrap around it. And he fucking was smoking these Cuban cigars in the movie.
What's John Bon Jovi doing there?
Who the hell knows? Like, it's he was filming something, I guess, because he was an actor in some movies, right?
Oh, was he?
Oh, I'm thinking Meatloaf, maybe. Meatloaf was. U571. But yeah. Yeah, Mr. Freeze is doing this for his wife, and I don't give a shit.